Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And if you are a visitor to the Northland this summer, here is the perfect souvenir. Minnesota Reads Going Coastal, an anthology of Lake Superior short stories by Lake Superior writers. The editor, one of the contributors, Marie Zwickoff, joins us in the studios this morning. Marie, it is so good to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
Haven't had a chance to schmooze with you in a while. Mm-hmm. I was just saying how I think this is the, of course, a book to me is always a perfect souvenir, but what more could you want than a book of stories about the lake that maybe you're so enchanted with by people who live right here on the lake that you're so enchanted with? Talk a little bit about how Going Coastal came about.
Sure. It was produced through Lake Superior Writers, which is a local writing group, and each year we have a contest. And in 2016, we had Lake Superior as the theme of our contest. And instead of cash prizes like we usually give, we decided to, you know, try and give the winning author's publication as a prize. And so we had 9 local writers who were chosen by the judges of the contest. And like you say, they're all from around here, so they know what they're writing about, and the strong feelings people have for the lake comes through it.
So tell me a little bit about what the reaction has been as you've been, you know, kind of lurking around and talking to booksellers and that kind of thing and asking about how the book is being received.
One of the booksellers told me, "Hey, your book is rocking. I need more copies."
And that's the kind of thing you want to hear.
Yeah.
So what about the authors? What has their reaction been? Now, if these people are winning authors, you could possibly guess that they've been published before. But is that the case? Are some of these people published now for the first time?
Yeah, that's what's really neat about this book is it's a range of authors. We have people who have been writing for 30 years and who have been published a lot. And we have people who this is their first thing they've ever had published. We've got a UMD student, Max Reagan, who just graduated this year, and this is the first thing he's had published. You know, and then on the other hand, we have Judy Boudreau, who's been writing for 30 years and, you know, published in lots of places. So.
And Phil Fitzpatrick, a KUMD
yes.
alumni, as a matter
yes.
of fact. So, well, this is really exciting. So what is the sense of the writers group about this idea going forward? Next year we better offer people cash, or yeah, I think we want to maybe do the book thing again.
Well, in 2017 we offered people cash because we know it takes a lot of work to do an anthology and to find a publisher and all that. There are stirrings that maybe our next contest we might try to do another anthology. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I know that you and I had talked about it at the time, and I thought it was really cool that when you offer authors cash or publication, that they all went publication. Because I would have thought, you know, aren't artists supposed to be starving? I thought they would have definitely gone for the cash, but okay, that's why it's like a game show. When will the next contest be announced? I'm trying to remember when we had done that interview.
Yeah, usually we announce it in January.
Okay,
so it'll
all
be
right.
January 2018.
I'll put you down on the schedule now.
Okay, with the deadline of April Fool's Day. Usually.
Okay,
so you got a couple months to work on something.
If you have an idea or something, and find out what's coming up. So
yeah.
What about the Lake Superior Writers? In addition to this contest, there's a lot of stuff that goes on with that organization. What else are you guys up to?
We offer workshops for writers. We offer readings. Every year, you know, we do the contest. We also have an annual member meeting where the contest winners read from their works and the writers just get together to like see each other all in one room.
Sure.
So a real variety of things. One thing we have coming up this fall will be a class for beginning writers, which is something we haven't offered for a while. So We're hoping to have a local instructor who's really good and really encouraging with beginning writers to help encourage people to get their stuff out there.
It's amazing how vulnerable you can be as a writer, because not only are you vulnerable in the sense of, did I write this well? Is this good writing? But if you're writing something that you know or something that's meaningful to you, it's easy for the critique to, you know, in a sense, to maybe feel like you're slopping over and your story's not interesting, your life is not interesting, that time you got your heart broken, nobody cares, you know, that kind of thing. So writers really, especially fledgling writers, really do need to be cuddled and cherished a little bit, don't they? Or you can squish them and put out their light pretty quickly.
Yes, it's very easy to do with writers. And this instructor, Alice Marks, she's really good at encouraging and cuddling, and much better than I am sometimes. So,
well, if folks are interested in the Lake Superior writers, or if they want to find out, hey, where do I get a copy of this great book? I want to send it off to, you know, Aunt Mary who moved from Duluth, whatever it might be. Is there a website? Is that the best place, or do you go to Facebook to connect with?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. It's called Lake Superior Writers.
Okay,
but also our website is lakesuperiorwriters.org.
Okay.
So that has our newsletter on it, which has the latest happenings. You know, we do that every month, and information about classes and how to become a member.
And, of course, it's a beautifully written newsletter. Beautifully written newsletter.
Gail Trowbridge is our administrator, and this last one, there's so much going on.
Well, you know, if the writers can't put out a well-written newsletter, the sky is falling.
I know.
Marie, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. The Lake Superior Writers right here in Duluth have published a wonderful anthology of stories. It's called Going Coastal, an anthology of Lake Superior short stories. And we'll have some more information about the Lake Superior Writers up on our website, so it will be easy for folks to find. This is Minnesota Reads on KUMD. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.